Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy.
Good morning. It is December 20th, 2022. It is Tuesday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by The Simple Book of Shadows. So let's get your day going. Our quote of the day is, "This is the solstice, the still point of the sun, its cusp and midnight, the year's threshold and unlocking, where the past lets go and becomes the future, the place of caught breath," by Margaret Atwood. So what are we drinking today? We are drinking anxiety reducer tea. This has licorice root, fennel seed, skull cap, kava kava root, St. John's wort, hawthorn leaf, and flower, as well as catnip. And as I mentioned before, when drinking any tea for therapeutic reasons, make sure to research those ingredients, make sure they work for you, your body, your health, and all of those things. It's something we worry less about when we're not drinking tea for therapeutic reasons. But remember, the whole point of tea for therapeutic reasons is that they have an effect on your body, and you want to make sure that's an effect that is okay for you, okay? So we are going to talk a little bit today about kava. So this comes to us from healthline.com. So let's talk about it. What is kava? Kava is a tropical evergreen shrub with heart-shaped leaves and woody stems. Studies suggest it could help with reducing anxiety, protecting neurons from damage, reducing pain sensations, and reduce the risk of cancer through evidence limited to mice. It is suggested that kava can help decrease anxiety. So anxiety disorders are among the most common psychiatric disorders today. They are commonly treated with talk therapy, medications, or both. Many types of medications are available, but they typically come with unwanted side effects and can be habit-forming. So this has increased demands for natural remedies. It's also believed that kava may help aid sleep, which would make sense if it helps with anxiety, I think. Kava can be taken in the form of tea. Tea is the most common method of taking kava for anxiety, as it's really just readily available. It's sold alone or alongside herbs to promote relaxation. Be sure to find kava teas that list the kava lactone content as well as other ingredients. Avoid teas that list ingredients such as proprietary blends because you don't know actually how much kava you're getting. So they're basically saying be sure you actually know how much you're consuming. You don't want to consume too much. So experts recommend that your daily intake of kava lactones, which is the active ingredient in kava, does not exceed 350 milligrams. An effective dose, they say, is about 70 to 250 milligrams. So that's good to know. So you want to make sure you're only consuming kava products that actually list that information for you. There are some side effects. While kava may be beneficial for anxiety, many people are concerned about its potential side effects, which we talked about yesterday. In the early 2000s, several case studies of liver toxicity were reported with related to kava consumption. The USDA and Drug Administration warned about the risk of liver damage associated with products containing kava. Its use has been banned or restricted in many countries, including Germany, Switzerland, France, Canada, and the UK. However, the ban in Germany was lifted due to poor evidence, they said. Kava is thought to harm the liver in many ways. One involves how it reacts with certain drugs. So yeah, definitely make sure it's something that you want to be consuming before you decide to consume it. And also talk to your doctor, you know. All right, moving into some headlines. This comes to us from BrooklynRail.org. Hecate's Grove, Elizabeth Insogna, Karen Hegel, and Kay Turner. Oh, it's art. I'm like, who are these people? Okay, let's see. It's an installation. While goddess worship is often associated with the 1970s feminism and easily dismissed as upholding essentialist notions of womanhood, interest in the subject has reemerged over the last few years. Such attention is a part of a larger revival of the spiritual and occult in art and culture, particularly within the queer community. On view at 5 Miles Gallery in Brooklyn is a compelling three-person exhibit titled Hecate's Grove, featuring work from sculptor Elizabeth Insogna, painter Karen Hegel, and performance artist and folklorist Kay Turner, to pay homage to the ancient Greek goddess Hecate, a rather obscure patron deity of witchcraft who is commonly associated with crossroads and entryways. Sorry for the cough. So pretty cool. So if you're in the area, check it out. Let us know. Send some pics if you can. That seems really fun. Awesome. All right, witches, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent. And after this break, we'll talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Tuesday, December 20th. The waning crescent moon dials up the intensity in Scorpio today. Here, the moon squares Saturn and trines Neptune. We're trying to be productive today, but somehow can't keep ourselves from slipping into daydreams. The trine to Neptune is giving us an all-access pass to fantasy land, but we keep feeling Saturn tugging at the edges, reminding us that we have responsibilities that we must fulfill. The only way you're going to get through the day is if you make room for both. Give yourself some time to decompress and then get right back to it. When you feel yourself start to stray from your task at hand, it's time to take a little break. Your daily moon mantra is disconnect to reconnect. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Are you a new witch? Have you been wanting a book of shadows that has all the basics to get you started, but isn't full of complication? The Simple Witch, Jodi Rose, has a brand new book out called The Simple Book of Shadows, Basic Secular Witchcraft for New Witches. The book has information on moon cycles, quartz crystals, and spells like cord cutting and retrieving lost items. It talks about rituals and even has some recipes to enjoy with friends and family during special holidays. The Simple Book of Shadows by The Simple Witch, Jodi Rose, is a great gift for the Yuletide season and is available on Amazon and Amazon Kindle. Find out more at jodiarts.com. That's J-O-D-I arts.com.
All right, so we have a question from one of our listeners, Shannon Barnes, wants to know about witchy or pagan holiday traditions. So because a lot of witchy and pagan stuff stems from the Wheel of the Year and like the festivals then, we are going to focus on like classic Yule traditions. I also want to hear all of your traditions. Can you guys email me and tell me your traditions? I know I mentioned it last week, but like I am always on the hunt for a good tradition to add to my life. So please send me yours if they're super cool. I want to do them. I want to be involved. So this comes to us from outdooropothecary.com. Yule traditions, and I will link this in our link tree. Like most holidays on the calendar, Yule has a deep spiritual root that connects to the natural cycle of winter and early spring. This is a time for many pagans to retreat inward, reflect on the passing of the year, meditation, things like that. Pagans celebrate their connection to each other, nature, the cycles of life and death, gods and goddesses, and so much. So there's a number of traditions associated with Yule. Some are deeply rooted in ancient practices, and others are more modern. So let's explore some of those ideas. So first we have the Yule tree, probably best known as the Christmas tree. Basically, people, like we said before, used to cut down an evergreen tree. The most iconic is the pine, or it could be a fir. But the most important thing is that it was some sort of evergreen, as it symbolized that nature, or like what nature was facing in the winter. You would bring it in your home. You could decorate it. As we talked about before, people would just go trunk first into the fire and just burn it slowly, like all winter. Next, we have the Yule log, which we've already talked about quite a bit. One of the best known traditions is the Yule log. The Scandinavians had a habit of keeping a large piece of log for the whole year, burning it on the night of the solstice and then letting it burn all night. This kept away evil spirits and brought in prosperity, abundance, and a good harvest for the coming year. In addition, it symbolized the sun. It was a tribute in its absence, and it also gives strength. Basically just gives strength. Then the ashes were left from the trunk and were scattered around fields for the fertility of the land and a fruitful harvest. So what's really funny is that when you look at like these old traditions and you can see like how they have persevered, like for example, the Christmas tree, right? Like even, I think it is Eliza Schlesinger. I listened to her podcast and she was talking about how she's Jewish, but she loves like just Christmas stuff and how like her biggest line she won't cross is a Christmas tree, even though she really, really wants one. But the Christmas tree is just so prevalent. And even the log, like, it's so normal to have a log burning that there's fake TV channels that's just a camera on log burning. So you can feel like you have a log burning. Like, it's wild how these traditions just like really persevere. Then we have the Yule ham. This is a traditional dish that the Germans prepared on the first day of Yule. It was a sacrifice presented to the god Frey for his favors. The feast also had a symbolic meaning because the wild boar is associated with Frey and his attributes, the harvest and fertility. The typical image of a wild boar with an apple in its mouth came from this tradition and was served on a gold or silver tray. Next, we have bonfires. This is not only for the holidays, but like we said before, what would people be like super obsessed with because they don't have it? The sun, right? So the sun was extremely important to pagans. And so they used to light bonfires, prepare banquets, carry out festivals with the warmth of the fire, and they would dance around it and jump over it. So yeah, I want to know everyone else's traditions. Actually, we have a post recently where everyone shared it. So I'm going to hop over there, grab those, and we're going to keep this party going. So this was a write-in from one of our listeners, Nicole. Basically, Nicole is looking for new holiday traditions. They recently suffered a very big loss in their family. Her husband passed. I will message her before this episode airs, make sure she's okay with me sharing this. And he just passed. So, as you can imagine, this is very hard for her and her children right now. So she posted asking for new traditions because she wants to start some new traditions with her family just to you know, it's just too painful for them to do some of the old traditions. So everyone shared. Lisa said she lost her dad recently, so she is celebrating with decorating for her dad because they know he's watching and they would hope that he likes it. Donna Lynn suggested maybe traveling, rent a cabin. This year we lost my mom and we went to Disney for Thanksgiving and that helped us so much. Lilith says, my mom loved Christmas. I went home twice a year, once at Christmas, and everyone decorated to the nines. The year she died, I couldn't take it. I didn't decorate. Dad and I planned a trip out of the country. I haven't had a Christmas tree since. She says, so what she did was she went full on Yule. She did the log, deer antlers, candles, 12 days, dried oranges, pine cones, the entire thing. And she posted last year, and it is really cool. Like, Lilith posts it every year, and it's really cool. So that could be fun. Maybe going really hard into, like, Yule, if you guys didn't celebrate that. Someone suggested a movie-thon. I love that. Me and my mom watch a lot of movies for the holidays. Funny movies. Yeah, movies. I love it. I said about how I'm doing cookies this year. It's something I've never done before, but I just want to go really hard on cookies. Karen suggested creating an advent calendar. Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, we have some really great ideas. Some great traditions. Ashley says, my mom and I used to wrap presents on Christmas Eve. We drink Kahlua and milk and turn on Christmas movies. She says, I still do this after she's passed. Yeah, just doing things. And then Kat said, just, you know, things you just really enjoy. And I agree. It's just things you enjoy, even if they don't feel like they're quote unquote Christmassy or Yule-y. It definitely does not need to be traditional in any way, shape, or form, says Kat. Rock collecting, baking, cooking, music, movies, games, puzzles. Stay in your PJs all day if the fun things happen at home. And just enjoy being together. You know, maybe new PJs, new books. I'm going to tag this post as featured on air so that if you want to add in your traditions to maybe help Nicole find some new ones, that would be really, really sweet. Okay. And I will reach out to Nicole to make sure she's okay with me talking about this on the air. So that's it, witches. That's all I've got for you today. I do want to give some shout outs. First, I want to give a shout out to listener Charlotte Dick. Charlotte, you scrumptious, opulent land mermaid. Kelly Zimmerman. Kelly, you charming golden mongoose. Midnight Lightning. Midnight, you fancy esoteric gnome. George Ann Schultz. George Ann, you splendid, formidable tiger cub. Thank you for so much for being Patreon supporters. I really, really, really appreciate it. It helps us pay for the Lefty, who helps put the podcast together with me every week. It helps pay for hosting for the website and just the podcast itself. It's just really helpful, and we just really, really appreciate it. So before we leave, we do have a card pull. Let's see what our card is today. Our card today is Chiron. You must find balance in acts of giving and receiving in all ways, but in particular in your give and take with the earth. You must learn to reciprocate. All right, witches, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget, I do new year readings every year. Basically, I go through the 12 months of next year and I tell you what to accept or expect. If you're interested in that, again, I do it every year. It's actually has become a tradition for some people. Like, I've noticed they come back every year, and then I'll get emails like 9 months into the year. They're like, oh my God, you were right about everything. And I'm like, oh, thank you. So if you're interested, just go to witchdailyshow.com. And then there's the services tab. Just click on it and you can schedule a reading. All right, witches, so that's it. Don't forget any books, decks, headlines, sources. Anything we've talked about this year can be found in the podcast episode description or witchpod.com, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.
I had an abortion when I was 15 years old in my home state of Arizona in 1994. It was not a decision that I made lightly, but I have never for one moment doubted that it was the right decision for me. But so much has changed in Arizona and many other states since then. If I were that same 15-year-old in Arizona today, legally, I would have to get parental consent. I would be forced to undergo a medically unnecessary ultrasound, go to a state-mandated in-person counseling session designed solely to shame me into changing my mind, and then take a state-mandated 24-hour time out to make sure I really know what I wanted. And finally, I would be forced to give the state a reason why. Well, here is mine. It is my body, not the state's. Women and their doctors are the ones that are in the best position to make informed decisions about what is best for them. No one else. No bill that criminalizes abortion will stop anyone from making this incredibly painful decision. These bans will not stop abortion from happening, but they will drive women and girls and people into the shadows, which is what this has always been about, shaming and controlling women's bodies. In the week after I shared my story on my show, women were coming up to me in the street, in the supermarket, at my gym, with tears in their eyes, thanking me for my bravery. But the word brave didn't sit right with me. Why is it brave to speak to an experience that millions of people around the world throughout history have gone through? And then I realized it is considered brave because as women, we have been taught to feel shame about our bodies since birth. I am so sad that we have to sit here in front of a row of politicians and give deeply personal statements because the why doesn't matter. It should not matter. I am a human being that deserves autonomy in this country that calls itself free, and choices that a human being makes about their own bodies should not be legislated by strangers who can't possibly know or understand each individual's circumstances or beliefs. I'm here today to help destigmatize a legitimate medical procedure and continue to encourage women not to allow themselves to be shamed for their choices. And finally, I am here today for my two little girls, Birdie and Cricket. My dream for them is that they will live in a world in which women are truly equal with complete control over their own reproductive health. That is the dream I hold for all people, regardless of their privilege or parents or what state they live in. That dream is slipping further and further from reality with every ban passed. I hope that you, our elected leaders, can help us reverse the tide. Thank you. I look forward to today's discussion.